Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Well, that was quite the storm we had here in Northeast Wisconsin Monday night. For a while, we were under a tornado warning, with the greatest threat being just north of our radio tower here in Suring. Overall, we weathered the storm pretty good. The power did go out here in Suring, but for only a short time. And as of yesterday afternoon, our Land O'Lakes translator was off the air due to a power outage. So thank you for praying for us as these storms went through our listening area. I hope you fared well at your house. Well, let me finish today by sharing an email we received during our spring letter month. It comes from Karen, and she writes, "Greetings. Hi, I love your station. There are many programs that I listen to, though, full disclosure, I do listen to a couple different stations. We really are blessed in this area in that regard. I like Janet Parshall's In the Marketplace, American Policy Roundtable / Public Square, Prophecy Today, Night Sounds, The Manager's Desk, Focus on the Family, Johnny and Friends, Alistair Begg, David Jeremiah, Chuck Swindoll, The Land and the Book, Chosen People, Voice of the Martyrs, Breakpoint, Haven, Family Life, Night Sounds, and Moody Church's Sunday Sermon, Psalm 95, Kel Thomas, Kirby Anderson, Revive Our Hearts, and Vernon McGee, and Songs in the Night. I don't catch them consistently, but I do enjoy them and would miss them if not there. My taste in music's pretty flexible. I do like the theology of old hymns, but I don't feel they have to always be done the same way. Not a huge straight gospel music fan, or conversely of loud hard rock. Not on WRVM anyway, but that's okay. Generally, you have a nice mix. Have loved the trips I've been on, Ark Encounter Creation Museum and Mackinac Island. We are thinking of perhaps doing the early August one to the Ark and Creation Museum. Both are great, though I wish we had had more time at the Ark. Well, maybe we can catch what we didn't see if we go this time. We, especially my daughter, absolutely love Nancy. She will be missed. Keep up the great work. I do love and appreciate WRVM, especially your hearts, the way you set a modest, achievable goal regarding Letter Month, and also your approach to fundraising. I believe God has honored that, and I pray and consider a donation in the not-too-distant future. Well, we are listener-supported. Gifts can be sent to us at our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174, or made online at WRVM.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.